Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
And welcome to another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. You're here with Dan and Dave. And it's, I know, yes, I'm getting a little less needy.
Needy, that's good.
It's Saturday, October 22nd. We have another exciting episode for you. As I mentioned in the coming up segment, news and notes, we have your fantasy football leaders so far through week six. We have a special episode of Beat the Host. We have Brian from Milwaukee. He's going to be on the line with us later on with his chance. And I have something I need to get off my chest when it's time for the Beat the Host.
Okay.
Hopefully you can not be too upset with me about it. Well,
I'm not looking forward to this.
Check out the website, mycffl.com, mycffl.com. Everything we talk about today will be on there, including another little special segment. We were talking this week, as we were getting ready to figure out what we're going to do, about the rookie running back class from last season. They've already played 22 games so far.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about where they were drafted and how we would put them in order right now, the top 10 running backs. So that'll be coming up after the news and notes. We're going to do some more gambling. We got your must starts and don't bothers.
And we got a text that we received.
Oh, we do have a text.
That's kind of funny. We have to talk about.
Is this the one about the siren?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you want to read that?
You want me to just knock that one out right away?
Yes. While he's finding that, remember, if you got questions, comments, or concerns, hey, text us if you know our phone number. Or send us an email, cfflcommissioner@zoho.com or Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
And then that same thing with the Beat the Host. We have a few more weeks available to contestants out there that want to play. Send us an email. We'll get you on. Even if you are one of the members of the podcast fan league, you want a chance at your own pint glass with our pictures on it.
To suck down some beer. Was
That's
whatever.
Right.
Or having a nice Jack and Coke, too.
A nice pint of Jack and
That's
Coke.
That's what I highly recommend.
So just let us know. We'll get you in. We'll get you in the contest. All right, the text message says...
I remember now, I'm a little under the weather from last night.
That's right, you were at the haunted house last
night. Yeah. So it goes, so Josh and I were driving up... Oh, this is from two listeners, Leanne and Josh. Okay. They're from Hartford.
All right.
So Josh and I are driving up 41 on our way to the Packer game, actively listening to the most recent Cheddarhead podcast.
Okay.
You gave us both a freaking heart attack when you started using your police siren sound effect on the show. Now I did text her and I said that it's actually supposed to be an ambulance sound.
It actually is an ambulance sound.
And she said we nearly pulled over.
Don't you look in your rearview mirror first and see if there's some gumballs going?
Is there some guilty feeling going on out there? Maybe
slow down.
Yeah, slow down.
You don't use your directional. Put your seatbelt on.
So not, that's all I got on that.
Well,
so.
Thanks for the... Okay, we'll remind you when the siren's going to be coming first.
Yeah, maybe we'll give a little heads up or something.
When we do the news and notes, we're going to be starting off with the siren. Okay, so all you people out there.
Get off the road.
So we have that to talk about. The Packers played on Thursday night. It was... I have to admit... Okay, I'm going to admit this. Uh-oh. Aaron Rodgers needs to stop with the complaining and whining every time the ball is dropped or he doesn't complete a pass or if he gets sacked.
Yeah, you shot me that text. I'm actually proud of you. I feel like I'm rubbing off on you a little
You're
bit.
You're not rubbing off. He needs to be more of a team guy, right?
Right.
Okay. So I'll give you that. As far as the game, what the hell is wrong with our running backs? We lost another one.
I know.
The guy played four snaps?
Yeah, if that.
And then Nile Davis, okay, I understand you've only been here a couple days, and I spent a dollar in free agency to pick you up in the CFFL. Thank God I didn't play you. Because what do you have, like three rushes for a yard and a half?
Yeah, and that was all mop-up duty.
It was all wasting time trying to run the clock out. You know, Mike McCarthy, you got a lead. Let's pretend we're Emmitt Smith and the Cowboys of the 80s. Next week's going to be rough. They play Atlanta.
Yeah.
Although, no defense in Atlanta. Oh, God. No,
don't worry, we'll...
I might take the over.
Oh, I don't know about that. Mm. That's how bad I think the Packers' offense is.
Okay. Let's get into our leaders for the week through week six. We're going to start. This is basic ESPN scoring fantasy football. Your top 10 quarterbacks start with?
Oh, boy. I'm staying with Stafford, probably.
Matt Ryan.
Oh, Matt Ryan.
Stafford?
I thought Stafford was moving up on the...
Well, he's moving up.
Okay.
He will be, after this week, probably number two, since Ben Roethlisberger at number two
is done.
Matthew Stafford, number three. Drew Brees, four. And your boy, Andrew Luck, at number five. Rest of the top 10 goes like this: Derek Carr, Philip Rivers, Marcus Mariota, Cam Newton, Andy Dalton.
How did Mariota?
Because he's amazing. And Aaron Rodgers, number 13. Running backs. You want to guess on number one?
My guy.
David Johnson.
David Johnson.
LeSean McCoy, number two. Another one of your guys. You should have never traded. Although he might not be playing this week.
Yeah, I think he's got a little, yeah, he's a little banged up.
DeMarco Murray, number three. Ezekiel Elliott, number four. Melvin Gordon rounds out your top five. Rest of your top 10, Carlos Hyde, hurt. Tevin Coleman, Devonta Freeman, Lamar Miller, and LeGarrette Blount. As far as receivers, number one is?
Wow. I'm going Larry Fitz.
Julio Jones. By one point over Antonio Brown. And by 5 points over A.J. Green.
Tell me Fitz is.
8 points over Odell Beckham Jr.
I love Odell.
Larry Fitzgerald, number six.
Wow, didn't even get top five.
Marvin Jones, seven. Amari Cooper, eight. Terrell Pryor, nine. Mike Evans, number 10. And your tight ends, not much of a change here. Greg Olsen, one. Martellus Bennett, two. Jordan Reed, three. Zach Miller, four. Hunter Henry, the rookie, number five. Rest of the top 10, Kyle Rudolph, Dennis Pitta, Jimmy Graham, Travis Kelce, and Kobe Fleener. Your leaders through week six in fantasy football. We're going to get into the news. You ready for that?
I am ready.
And everybody out there that's listening while you're driving, we're going to start with the siren. Here we go. Can't believe they thought that sounded like a police siren.
It's definitely
an ambulance.
I tell you, I'm driving down the road, and I think it really is psychologically.
Yeah, you just hear a siren.
It's like, oh shit, I'm speeding. That's what I go to right away.
Well, as we were talking about again earlier this week, we could probably do a whole hour show on all the injuries in the NFL right now.
Oh yeah.
And we're going to start with the big one. Ben Roethlisberger underwent surgery for a torn meniscus in his left knee. Now, I know the Steelers are telling you and want you to believe that he should be back in action in week two or three, in 2 or 3 weeks. However, according to real doctors, and I have not yet actually
seen one. Oh.
I haven't talked to one yet, but according to the real doctors in the articles I have read, and I'm still working on getting my wife to be our call-in person on medical questions.
Call-in? Can't you just come upstairs?
No.
Oh.
There's only two mics.
Okay.
The length of time he will be more than likely to miss is based upon what happened in the surgery. If they did a meniscus removal, he could have a short absence. However, if they did a meniscus repair, you can expect him to likely miss the rest of the season. Now, the talk around town is that he will definitely miss the game this weekend against New England, and then there is the Steelers bye week in week 8. And then they want you to think he'll be back in week 9. Are you buying that?
No.
I am willing to bet he will be gone more like 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. It's not just me.
No, it's not just you.
All right. Ben Roethlisberger out. Redskins tight end Jordan Reed will visit an independent doctor on Tuesday. Well, he did visit an independent doctor on Tuesday in hopes of being cleared from concussion protocol.
Why are you smiling about that?
Well, because I made a trade and I feel good about
Fleeced
it.
Fleeced me?
Oh, no, you wanted him. You sent me an offer. Both Green Bay running backs are now set to miss a few games with injuries, more like Eddie Lacy gone for the season.
Oh, definitely.
Underwent ankle surgery. James Starks, God only knows what's wrong with him. Something with his knee, right? He had cleanup surgery in there.
Yeah, a meniscus, I think.
Oh, man. As I said, Eddie Lacy placed on IR. And now they brought up a guy from the practice squad. And like we were saying, he played 4 snaps and he's hurt.
He took one hit.
One hit to the chest and yeah, done.
He's done.
Crumpled up like an old paper bag.
Did we hear what? I mean.
I still haven't heard a word about.
Okay.
Eric Decker has undergone hip surgery and fears that he will miss even more than the rest of the season for the Jets. Because once he gets rid of the crutches for his hip surgery, he will be having shoulder surgery.
Holy cow.
Yes. Tampa Bay's Vincent Jackson has some knee problems. The big problem is that the team doesn't quite know yet whether it is an MCL or ACL injury. At best, he looks to be out for at least 8 weeks. It looks like Robert Griffin III will not be needing surgery on his coracoid bone, which is in the shoulder.
Wow, look at you.
Well, you know, we talked about it. His 4-week checkup showed healing in his shoulder, in his shoulder, according to team sources. If he is cleared to play, do the Browns sit Cody Kessler and let Griffin retake the reins on offense? What do you think?
I think Kessler's going to play.
You think Kessler's the boy? They're going to try and lose games?
Yeah. I just think they're going to want to see what he can do.
How many more games do they have to lose to get the first pick?
Trying to think of all the
they might have 3 of the top 5.
I'm going out on a limb that Cleveland wins 1 game this year.
1 game.
That's it.
Wow. I think I have them in our little bets on the wager page.
Right.
Don't I have them winning over a certain number of games? I think I do. And it's not looking good. They have to win 5 games, I think, and I don't think I'm going to win that.
Yeah, I guarantee they won't win 5 games.
San Francisco running back Carlos Hyde was spotted with an arm sling this past Tuesday. He sustained a shoulder injury in their previous game versus the Bills. They do believe he should be able to play this weekend, and you should consider him a low-end running back, too. If he doesn't play, look for Mike Davis to get the touchdowns in the backfield.
Seems like every league I saw, Mike Davis was the hot
guy to pick
the
up.
The hot waiver wire pickup.
Yeah, must be all that's left.
I think so.
Steelers tight end Ladarius Green is now eligible to return to practice after his ankle injury. However, head coach Mike Tomlin has said that a decision on that has yet to be made. I say if Ben Roethlisberger ain't back, it doesn't pay to have Green on the field.
Or Jesse James.
Jesse James has shined this year.
Okay.
And they aren't losing anything by not having Green on the field.
You do realize Jesse James isn't averaging the...
I know he's not averaging what I need him to average.
Okay.
But maybe with the new quarterback in there.
Because that always helps, right?
He might just be looking for that short little pass to Jesse James.
There you go. That drop-off pass.
Yep. Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy looks to be a game-time decision at best this weekend. I still haven't heard whether or not he's going to play. He has an injured hamstring, according to head coach Rex Ryan, who should be fired. Others with contacts at a team are saying that he will not be playing. So check that out on Sunday before you need to have your lineups in because he may not be playing. And then more on the Jordan Reed thing. It looks like he will be missing another game for the Redskins with his concussion.
But then he's going to come back with
a vengeance.
Oh, he's going to be a stud.
You better hope so.
He's going to carry my team.
Brian Hoyer suffered a broken arm in Thursday night's game against the Packers.
I don't want to be, you know,
Mr. Downer?
No, but I knew it wasn't a shoulder. I knew it was his arm.
Did you see him when he landed?
Yeah. Oh. I know. Everybody's like, that's a shoulder. I'm like, no. I think he did.
Because I think he broke it when he got hit in the arm with the helmet, right? Is that what you're thinking?
I should have done a little more research. I thought it was his left arm, though.
Yeah. Well, but he threw, and that got wrapped around whoever that one guy helmet. That was going at him.
Yep.
And then Clay Matthews came in from the other end and cracked him in the arm with his helmet. Arian Foster was a full go in practice for the Dolphins this week. Is this going to be a running back by committee with Jay Ajayi or?
No, I think Arian's going to get the ball.
You think so?
I cannot.
Don't talk me into putting him in my starting lineup.
You have to.
Oh, man.
How do you not put?
I really think you need to keep Foster on the bench until
you think
Jay Ajayi's performance goes back into the crapper where it belongs.
Well, so I'm telling you, be ahead of the game. And
oh, yeah? Get you think in. So, huh?
Yeah.
If only we had the alternate player in our lineups again.
Oh, the good old days.
Speaking of injuries, and we have been talking about this for a while, too. I know previous podcasts. Packers head coach Mike McCarthy is complaining about the injuries, and he's blaming the 2011 collective bargaining agreement for the injuries in football.
I saw that article.
Now, like I said, someone else in this podcast, might be two guys, have been making the same complaint. Do you know who that was? Is that us?
I think it was us.
I think so. Anyway, McCarthy said, quote, "These injury reports around the league are just outrageous. I don't know what the statistics look like. I don't follow all 32 teams, but it seems like every game we've been in this year, pretty much both sides have been like, woo." I think it's clearly a reflection of the training
part
of it.
Did he really say woo?
Yes.
Okay.
The training part of it. People don't want to hear coaches say that, but how can you not be in tune to the fact you have a younger football league than pre-2011, and now you're spending five less weeks with the players? McCarthy said, "I mean, that's not the best formula. I think it's been proven since then. I've been saying that all along. They don't have enough practices. They're not practicing with pads. They're not hitting in practice. They become soft, and they become injury-prone." I've been saying that since day one, and I'm not even a big wig in the league. Right?
I agree. I couldn't agree more with you.
Thank you. McCarthy also rued the fact that the Packers have gone to great length in recent years to improve their training facilities and provide more nutritious foods for their players, only to have their time with the players slashed. McCarthy's going to be the bad boy in the NFL, which might be good because you were saying you want to talk about this?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I want to get this off my chest.
So that you could be right before it happens?
Yes.
You were telling me on Thursday night during the game that you
I think, can I also say, Thursday night football is going to be done.
Oh, they got to get rid of that.
Within 3 years. I'm going 3 years.
And if they're going to keep it around, the first thing they have to do is get rid of that stupid color rush stuff.
Oh, totally.
And then they got to start bringing in better matchups.
They just got to stop. I think that's the big reason why the injuries are up. There's too many games.
Too soon?
I forgot a couple of weeks ago I forgot which team it is. They played five games in 26 days?
But that's the Packers. Packers have done that.
I didn't think it was the Packers.
Talking about that on Thursday night.
It's insane.
Yeah, I agree with you. But on top of that,
here's,
back to Mike McCarthy. Yes,
this is my, and I'm almost want to say Thompson's going to get let go, but Thompson not yet. Thompson fires McCarthy.
Okay.
Hires Josh McDaniel.
From New England. The guy that spent a year with Denver as head coach.
He was young. He was young. He was right. 34, 35, I think.
I agree. But remember Belichick. Belichick went to Cleveland and stunk up the place.
Right.
And then went back to
Parcells. He did coach, though, at least 4 years. McDaniel was done after. Yeah.
Well, Cleveland, what else? They don't know any better. They thought they were winning.
That's right. No, I don't know if it's who I am hoping for, but I love New England's offense system.
Yes.
And I think it'll help
Aaron Rodgers. Yes.
Tremendously. Okay. What do you think of that?
You know what? I agree with you. I think that'd be spectacular. Bringing a young guy, bringing Josh McDaniels, someone who's going to be able to relate with the younger players, maybe give a new perspective to Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it can hurt.
How about this? Packers make playoffs
out the first game.
Your prediction, McCarthy's done. Is your prediction?
You know, I think they almost have to miss the playoffs for him to really be done. I think if they make the playoffs on losing,
what's going to be the excuse? Is it because Eddie Lacy's not playing anymore?
I don't know.
My prediction is McCarthy's done unless the Packers win the Super Bowl or are in the Super Bowl.
Okay. Well,
I said it here.
I can't
first.
Argue with you because they need something to change.
And if he's fired.
Then they got to get rid of Ted Thompson too, because there is no excuse.
Oh, there's
why you have what 17 receivers on your team and only two running backs,
right?
And no backup defensive backs when they're all hurt.
And since we're not playing Jared Aberderis, why wouldn't you trade a guy like him to Kansas City who desperately needs?
Yes.
And why give up a pick? In. Why give up a pick? Once again, here I am, GM of the year.
Yeah, well, it's a conditional pick in 2018.
I don't care. It's
conditional
still a
seventh-round pick.
Where's Jared Aberderis been? He's not playing.
He's doing amazing running back of kicks. Anyways, back to the news. All right, I got a question for you. Which player is more of a child on the field, Odell Beckham or Cam
Aaron Rodgers?
Odell Beckham or Cam Newton?
Okay. Okay, I'm... See, it really sucks. I think Odell Beckham.
Did you see his continued antics last weekend?
Just let the net go.
Using the kicking net as a prop for stupidity?
Just let the net go.
Me or him?
Him.
Okay, good.
Oh, he's just stop.
And then on the other hand.
I thought the week. I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No, that's all right.
I actually thought the first time. He went back
when
to the
when he went and hugged it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was okay.
Then the proposal was a little over the top?
A little over the top.
Okay. And then did you see Cam Newton last week when they lost? And his childish refusal to answer questions in the press conference again while being dressed like looking like an average pimp? He had ostrich feather or not ostrich. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not ostrich. Peacock feathers coming out of his hat, and his bow tie was made out of peacock feathers, and strutting around like a peacock, a little sad, crying, little whiny peacock that didn't want to answer questions.
Okay.
Which guy is most in need of a couple hits with grow-up stick?
Aaron Rodgers.
No. It's Cam Newton, or we're still talking Cam Newton or Odell Beckham.
I'm going Odell Beckham. Because I'm going to defend...
You're going to defend Cam Newton.
Once again, no, I'm not defending Cam Newton, but... And I didn't see the whole interview or the news. I'm losing my...
The press conference?
The press conference.
The whole minute and a half he stood up there looking down at his feet and so, answering, next question,
How come it's okay for Tom Brady to walk away from press conference?
Well, Tom Brady at least uses more than two words. And it's not okay for him to walk away. It's not okay for
him. Just answer the question, right?
Exactly. Answer the questions.
Because you heard that Tom Brady, there was one question about our losing president or non-president, Donald Trump.
He hasn't even been an election yet.
So now you're being...
I'm being positive in that there's a chance.
Okay. But anyway, did you see that?
Yes, they asked him a question about Donald Trump.
And he just...
Walked. Well, that had nothing to do with football. Cam Newton was being asked questions about the game, legitimate questions about the game. And
I love how it's
it's Cam Newton's fault.
Yeah,
it is.
It is.
The Packers, like we said, have traded a conditional eighth round pick in 2018, seventh round pick in 2018 to the Kansas City Chiefs in return for running back Nile Davis, a fourth string running back for the Chiefs.
Can I say he? In the two or three carries that he had.
Looked horrible?
Yeah. He didn't look like he had.
He doesn't know where the holes are yet.
Yeah. didn't look good.
Is this a good move in your opinion?
Well, I think it is. I just. they need more than one running back, though, still.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't think James Starks is coming back.
Not for a while.
Not for 2 or 3 weeks.
Todd Gurley is only averaging 2.9 yards per carry through the first 6 games of the season. He currently has 119 attempts for 346 yards. What is happening? Is this a sophomore slump?
I think
or
so.
Or is he just not that good?
No, I think it's a sophomore slump. I think it also is the Rams' offense line isn't that good.
Okay.
I also think it's the fact that Case Keenum
is not
a good quarterback.
Not a threat to anybody.
Right. So I think they're putting the proverbial 8 men in the box or whatever and
saying beat us with your arm.
Yeah.
All right. The Jets have benched Ryan Fitzpatrick in favor of Geno Smith. Is this going to work, or are they better off with Fitzpatrick and his interception-prone abilities than they are with Geno Smith?
You're going to be shocked.
Yeah?
I kind of like this move.
You do?
Yeah.
You were the guy at the beginning of the season saying, Ryan Fitzpatrick's the man.
I kind of like this move.
Okay.
All right. I think Geno Smith is going to be, I'm going on a limb right again. He's their quarterback next year, starting quarterback next
Geno
year.
Smith.
Yep.
Okay.
Jets.
All right. Do you want to? That's it for the news and notes.
Okay.
Do you want to go into the running back class of 2015 re-rank, or do you want to do the must starts, don't bothers?
Let's get that running back re-rank.
Okay.
Because I want to get this in because I thought it was an interesting article.
It was a very interesting article. The top 10 running backs. Just to remind you of last year, the top 10 running backs as drafted from 2015. At number 10 was Todd Gurley. Number 15, Melvin Gordon. Number 36, T.J. Yeldon. Number 54, Amir Abdullah. Number 73, Tevin Coleman. Number 77, Duke Johnson. Number 86, David Johnson.
Yeah.
Number 95, Matt Jones. Number 149, Jay Ajayi. And undrafted free agent, Thomas Rawls. Now, how would we reslot them? They've played 22 games so far.
Okay, so how about I'm going to let you read, but let's have you read what they...
How they reordered them?
And then we get to put in
They have
our,
reordered the professionals.
The professionals.
That aren't us.
Exactly.
Have reordered them this way. Number one, David Johnson. He was the number 7
now, do you
overall.
Think, do you think that was... I mean, this article came out after David Johnson just had a huge...
Yeah, so, yeah, they over... No, I don't... Actually, I don't think, because you go off of last year and everything, I actually do believe David Johnson is the number one out of last year's class.
Okay.
Todd Gurley, 2. Tevin Coleman, 3. Melvin Gordon, 4. Thomas Rawls, 5. Wrong.
Yeah.
Matt Jones, 6. Amir Abdullah, 7. Duke Johnson, 8. Jay Ajayi, 9. T.J. Yeldon, 10. Now, when I redid this, I kept David Johnson number 1. I agree.
I did, too.
I don't think there's any way you can argue he has not been the best back from last year's class.
Yeah.
Over the first 22 games. You agree with that?
Yeah. I guess I'm probably now starting to overthink it. Now, Gurley did have a Rookie of the Year first year.
Rookie, yeah, well, was going to get that no matter what.
Right, and David Johnson had 2 kick returns, I think, for touchdowns.
I think David Johnson should have been Rookie of the Year last year. On top, I was saying it should have been Mariota. But if it's going to be one of the running backs, out of the running backs from last year, there's no way you can say Todd Gurley was better than David Johnson.
Last year. I disagree with. But
really?
I don't, because David Johnson really didn't do anything until the final.
Yeah, but neither did Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley
David
came
Johnson
on,
was in the playoffs.
Well, that's not Todd Gurley's fault that his team sucks.
No, but Todd Gurley was the only offense they had last year.
Right.
No, and he didn't even play a full season.
We're already arguing about nothing because we both agree David Johnson won Todd Gurley.
Fine, My number 2, I have Tevin Coleman. I would have had Gurley here if he would have been anywhere near as consistent as he was last season when he came back from his college injury. Coleman suffered an injury in his rookie year, which kept him from being the number two in the number two spot solidly. He's also a much better receiver out of the backfield than Gurley has shown to be.
I can only disagree with you on this one.
So you have Todd Gurley 2.
Yeah.
I have Todd Gurley 3.
Okay. Who do you... Okay. I have Melvin Gordon 3.
You do. I have Melvin Gordon 4.
And I have Tevin Coleman 4. So you and
okay.
I...
Yeah, top four is kind of the same. I just have Tevin Coleman.
This is where I'm going to be interesting to see what you think.
Okay.
Who do you have at 5?
Ameer Abdullah. Guy would have been higher on the list if it wasn't for his injury.
Well, but don't you have to base what...
What they're doing, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's...
I think he would have been higher than number 5. I would have had him above Melvin Gordon if he wasn't injured.
Okay, I'm going out on a limb right now.
Okay.
A little side, offside thing. I don't think Ameer Abdullah will be... He's going to be a... Running back by committee for the rest of his time with Detroit.
Okay.
I love Dwayne Washington.
Yes.
And I still think Theo Riddick will be there for a while. So I actually have Ameer Abdullah ranked second to the last.
Really?
Yes.
Who do you have at 5?
5, I went T.J. Yeldon.
I have T.J. Yeldon at 7.
Okay. Because Yeldon, I don't think Yeldon's doing anything – 5 through 7, I could say, are pretty interchangeable. I'm thinking that's what you're going to go to, but...
Okay, well, my problem with Yeldon is that I think he's got great promise. The only problem is that he did way too much time sharing last year.
Right.
And this year.
Well, and because he was injured, if I remember correctly, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
So, I mean, and he was a rookie, but I thought he played well as your average rookie would.
He should be able to beat out Chris Ivory, and he's not being able to do that.
Yeah, but... There's been a lot of people that should beat out Chris Ivory.
That's true. Number 6 for you is?
Duke Johnson.
Oh, I have him at 8. I have Matt Jones at 6.
I have Matt Jones at?
At 8?
At 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think he could end the season this season. Well, obviously he'll end above Ameer Abdullah because Ameer Abdullah's done.
Right.
I just think he needs... Matt Jones' problem is he needs to stay healthy and he's got to protect himself better.
Correct.
Duke Johnson, I have 8. You said you had him at 7?
Yep.
Duke Johnson, he should be better also, but he's screwed because of the team he's on.
Right, and yeah.
As soon as he leaves the Browns, he's going to skyrocket. He will not sign another contract with the Browns.
Boy, I actually think he'd look good with Hugh Jackson's offense, but
yeah. What offense? So number 9,
Thomas Rawls.
Oh, I have JJ.
Oh God,
I'm not sold on him. He could easily swap him with my number 10 guy, Thomas Rawls.
JJ couldn't even be the starting running back for the Dolphins Week 1.
No, I know, but we're only talking top 10, and we're comparing him with Thomas Rawls. Who couldn't be the starting running back for the Dolphins either.
Did J.J. even play last year?
A little bit.
So if you're basing it on...
But Thomas Rawls only played a little bit last year, too.
Thomas Rawls had over 800 yards rushing.
Yeah, well, please.
Damn near, I'd say argue to say that he kept Seattle in...
Injury-prone problem well, that, running back.
I agree. He got injured, but I'm just saying he practically carried Seattle... The first few weeks. So, yeah.
Nah, he's being beat out by a guy with a girl's name. Christine.
Oh, Michael. Yeah. All right, you win.
And with that, it's time for the must starts and don't bothers and our newest hit segment, Beat the Hosts. So we're on the phone today with our next contestant. His name is Brian, and he's from Milwaukee. Brian, how are you doing?
Doing very good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
I have to let you know ahead of time that you have your work cut out for you because I went and made a bet at work.
Uh-oh.
And that is, since we are now on a roll, we are now 2-2 after sadly losing the first 2 weeks. I made a bet with a guy at work that says we will go the rest of the season without losing a Beat the Host.
Wow, there's some pressure there.
And it's a, I have a lunch bet with a guy at work. So just so you know, you're in for it today.
All right.
And
I'm ready for it.
Reminding everybody else out there that, you know, if you want a chance to be the contestant on Beat the Host, feel free to let us know. We still have some few weeks open, and you can simply email us, cfflcommissioner@zoho.com or strap1971@yahoo.com, and let us know that you want to be a guest, and we'll get you in there, just like Brian today. So the way this goes, just to remind everybody, your chance to pick your own fantasy team, one quarterback, one running back, one wide receiver, one tight end. Person with the highest points wins. If it's the caller, they will win their very own collector's item, Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast, engraved pint glass and autographed picture of yours truly, the host of the show. Are you excited about that?
Very much.
Okay. So the way this works, we're going to give you the first pick. You're going to name the position, name your player, and then Dan and I will each pick from that same position. We'll kind of go around the table that way.
Okay.
All right, so your first position will be?
Quarterback.
Going nice. Quarterback. And your player is?
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, you dog. He is actually my must start of the week. And, you know, other than against the game in Denver, Ryan has been spectacular this season. He has scored 19-plus fantasy points in his 5 starts other than the Denver game. And the Chargers are allowing an average of 18 points per fantasy game to quarterbacks. So you got my guy I wanted.
That's who you were
that's
going?
That's who I wanted,
okay.
Yeah. And so we'll give Dan the second choice?
Can I just point this out?
Yes.
Last week, the guy you wanted
ended up going to be gone for the season.
Right. So this might be a good thing now.
Not a good thing because he's also my quarterback in fantasy football.
That's not good.
On my team. All right, Dan, we'll give you your second pick.
Okay, I'm torn, but I'm going with one of two old guys. I haven't figured out which one.
All right.
I think I'm going to go Drew Brees taking on Kansas City.
Drew Brees going against Kansas City. And you're lucky I don't have him listed as Don't Bother.
Okay.
So you might be all right there. So that leaves me with my second choice. And it's the guy that's going against Matt Ryan. I'm taking Phillip Rivers. The Falcons have allowed an average of 20 fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. And Atlanta has also given up a combined 55 points to quarterbacks in the 2 home games they have played so far this year. My other must start, in case you took Phillip Rivers, Andy Dalton.
Oh.
The Browns have given up 16 touchdown passes and an average of 22 fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks. Andy Dalton's going to light it up. The Red Rocket.
Any other must starts?
Those are the 3 that I have. You have any that you must start other than the obvious Tom Brady and stuff like that?
I think Derek Carr is going to have a big game against Jacksonville.
I agree. Derek Carr looks really good.
And for some reason, do you like that? I'm going.
Oh, you're going Kirk Cousins. You're going Kirk Cousins?
I think so.
Oh. Wow. As far as Don't Bothers for me, keep Carson Palmer on the bench against Seattle. Palmer has averaged a mere 16 fantasy points in his 4 career games as a Cardinal against Seattle. He also isn't considered one of the more consistent quarterbacks in the league this season, so don't bother with him. Sam Bradford, keep him on the bench against Philadelphia. Yes, he has this weird revenge factor that everyone loves to talk about and as some sort of amazing football stat line. However, when you deal with facts that are unquantifiable or that are quantifiable, the Eagles have held quarterbacks, including the great Ben Roethlisberger, to a combined 16.2 fantasy points in home games. And my final don't bother, Carson Wentz against Minnesota. You're going to notice this trend a lot today. The stink is back on the Wentz Rose.
To go against
Minnesota.
Everything you say.
He has averaged just 12 points in his last 2 starts, and now he is facing a brutal Minnesota defense. Yes, the Vikings defense isn't really as good as they are showing, but...
Really?
I don't think so. I think they wear purple.
So is that the same as saying the Packers offense isn't as good as they played?
The Packers offense is better than what they look. They just got to get that timing down.
You're high.
But as far as the Vikings, until they show otherwise, you need to look for a different signal caller for your fantasy team this week than Carson Wentz, if that's what you have to go on. All right, Brian, we're gonna let Dan make the next selection. He's gonna pick a position.
I'm going running back because I think this is gonna be the toughest position to pick from.
Okay.
And I wanted to make sure I got my guy.
I want my guy.
So I'm gonna go, I think, 2 weeks in a row here. I'm going DeMarco Murray. Taking on Indiana, the no defense. Not
Colts.
The no name defense. just no defense.
The no defense Colts. All right, Brian, you want the second pick or you want me to take the second pick?
You can take the second pick.
I can?
Oh, yeah.
It's mighty white of you.
No pun.
No pun intended. I am going to be taking Spencer Ware versus the New Orleans Saints. Ware was a beast last week versus the Raiders. And this week's matchup versus the Saints makes him my must-start of the week at running back.
You're not worried at all about Charles?
Jamal Charles?
Yeah.
No. Stop. Okay. No team in the NFL has surrendered more fantasy points to running backs than the New Orleans Saints at 28 points per game. My guy, Spencer Ware. All right, Brian, your pick at running back.
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb here. He's going to be going up against one of the best defenses in the NFL, but I'm going to take Lamar Miller.
Lamar Miller of Houston. I do not have him listed as, let's see, make sure he's not one of my don't bothers for you. Nope, you're okay.
I actually think that's a pretty ballsy pick. I like it, though, because I think it could be a big boom or a
huge bust.
Or Denver might come back to reality and start playing some defense again. Mm-hmm.
Other must starts for me, Tevin Coleman. I'd like me some Tevin Coleman against San Diego. The Chargers defense has been horrible against the run, allowing an average of more than 23 points per game to running backs. This is also good news if you're a Devonta Freeman owner. Get one them both in the game.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Devonta Freeman, Tevin Coleman. And my other guy that I like, Melvin Gordon against Atlanta. Gordon had his worst stat line of the season last weekend when he scored less than 10 fantasy points against Denver. There's your Lamar Miller.
My other must-starts, I think Gurley's finally going to show up. I think
you do?
He's
I am not a Gurley fan.
I know you're not a Gurley fan. And I agree with you with Melvin Gordon. But then my other must-start would be Gio Bernard.
You like Giovanni Bernard?
Yeah.
Against Cleveland? Well, he's playing against Cleveland.
Against Cleveland.
Yeah. Running back, don't bother for me, Ryan Matthews. Here and again, another guy going against Minnesota. He was also a bust last week with only 9 carries and a horrendous 6 fantasy points against Washington. This week he plays the Vikings, who have remarkably
easy for you to say.
Been very strong against NFL running backs this season. They have given up fewer than 15 fantasy points to running backs on average. Also, keep Frank Gore on your bench against Tennessee. The old man from Indy.
He can't do it 2 weeks in a row.
No. There was going to be a moment when the world realized that Frank Gore was no longer the Frank Gore they remember as a 49er. This may be that moment. He has gone from scoring 10 fantasy points per game in 4 of his first 5 games of the season, and he's now struggling to continue that stat line. Add to the fact that he faces one of the tougher matchups this weekend against the Titans, and the Titan defense is averaging fewer than 7 points per game to starting running backs in the NFL. Finally, don't believe the hype. Jay Ajayi versus Buffalo.
Oh, gosh.
He will never repeat that performance again.
I wouldn't even want to take a rainbow bet on that. I totally agree with you.
The Dolphins' running attack has been unpredictable at best, and the Buffalo defense play havoc on opposing running backs, especially on the road. Havoc.
I actually almost want to make a rainbow bet with you on this JHI.
Okay.
I almost want to say I don't think he gets 200 yards the rest of the season.
Well, you know.
That's how pathetic I think that guy is.
So that's it. Do you have any other don't bothers there, Dan, or you all right?
No, I'm only positive tonight.
Okay. Brian, we're going to give you the next pick.
Okay.
So you can have either running or wide receiver or tight end. What do you want to go with?
I'm going to go with wide receiver.
Of course you are.
Of course. Let's keep it right in order.
Who would you like?
Well, I'm a big David Carr fan, so I'm going to go with Amari Cooper.
Oh, he is my must start of the week.
I like it.
Amari Cooper dominated targets last week for the Raiders in their loss to the Chiefs. And Cooper, as well as Crabtree, both need to be in your lineups this weekend as they face off against the Jaguars.
I totally agree.
Jags have given up an average of 26 fantasy points per game to wide receivers. Nice pick. That was going to be my boy. Dan, your choice.
Okay. My choice, I'm going with another high target guy.
Okay.
With one of a top 10 quarterback.
Okay.
Your favorite. I'm going Mike Evans.
Mike Evans.
He's got that.
Jameis Winston is not a. Jesus. Mike Evans. Wow.
Taking on San Francisco.
You're going to leave me my boy, aren't you?
Which one? There's so many.
Well, there's two, and after Amari Cooper, I don't really want either one of them. All right, what do I do? So you like that guy.
You
right?
like that. You like that.
Well, with that in mind. Oh, man.
The pressure's on now, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. No, I'm gonna stick with my order.
Okay.
I'm going Jeremy Maclin.
Whoa.
Yep. Against the New Orleans Saints.
Where's that yellow piece of paper to remind you we need to win from here on out?
Maclin wasn't very productive last week. I understand that against the Raiders. This week, however, he faces off against a defense that has allowed a combined 502 yards to opposing receivers in two road games.
I'll give you that.
That equals out to about 26 points per receiver per game in road games. He will be my boy. My other must-start, DeSean Jackson, who I was thinking about. Jackson was a don't bother last week, and rightly so, he scored 5.5 fantasy points.
The one that you got right.
Yeah. This week, however, he goes up against the Lions, who are tied for third in touchdown catches allowed and fourth in fantasy points allowed to receivers. Other don't bothers for me this week, DeAndre Hopkins against Denver. I get it. Maybe difficult to sit DeAndre Hopkins if you're an owner of him. But remember, the Broncos have held the likes of T.Y. Hilton, A.J. Green, Mike Evans, and Julio Jones all under 8 fantasy points this season. And don't think I'm only picking on DeAndre here. I would also think long and hard about putting Will Fuller on the field against Denver this weekend.
Oh, that's a no-brainer.
Jordan Matthews against Minnesota. Anybody playing against Minnesota, just don't bother with them this week.
You're going to wait to see if that defense is for real.
They're going to snap pretty soon. Matthews has been struggling the last few weeks as he has failed to score at least 8 fantasy points in his last 4 games. I cannot see this being any different this weekend as he goes up against the Vikings. And finally, Golden Tate against Washington. He scored 22 points last week against the Rams.
Don't believe that, right?
Yeah. Just remember, that was 7.5 more points than he had scored in the previous 5 games combined. Take it from the master of point chasing. Don't do it. Washington has been very good against wide receivers in their last 4 games. Do not fall for it. Same thing with Jay Ajayi. You'll learn something today.
Well, and I think you missed a couple other must-starts. I like Allen Robinson.
You do?
Going against Oakland.
Okay. Worst defense in the NFL. I think I could say that for another week or so, yeah.
And I can say that, too, because I have him on my team. Okay. And I know you're going to be shocked on this one. I think Brandon Marshall is a must-start.
Brandon Marshall? The crybaby?
Geno has no one to throw to.
And can't throw.
Yeah, but he targeted Brandon, I believe, 14 times last week. And
did you hear Brandon Marshall say about Geno Smith that he punches adversity in the face?
Yeah, that's right. I like that.
All right, Brian, this is it. The last category, and I get to start. And I've been on this guy since the draft at tight end. Much like Jesse James for the Steelers, this guy is going to be a stud. I'm going with Hunter Henry.
I see that.
Against Atlanta.
I like it.
Henry is seeing many more snaps than Gates, 74% to 42% over the last 2 weeks, and he's averaging 6 more targets per game over that time. This week he goes up against a horrible Atlanta defense, and we all know what that means for offensive teams. Give me Hunter Henry. Brian, your pick.
All right. I'm going to go with this guy's averaging about 16 yards per catch. So I'm going to go with Jimmy Graham.
Oh, you're going with Jimmy Graham? I was starting to write down Gronk. Jimmy Graham.
He is
one of my other sleepers for this week. Jimmy Graham, Seattle Seahawks. Dan, your pick at tight end.
I have to go. I got to go Gronk.
You're going to go with the Gronk.
I have to go Gronk against Pittsburgh.
All right. That would have been my second choice, but no.
And then my other must-starts I had, well, I had Jimmy Graham. I think Delanie Walker against the...
I love Delanie Walker against
the... Against had no defense.
Yep.
I also had Hunter Henry, and my other, my shocker, my sleeper.
Yeah.
Cameron Brate.
Yeah, yeah.
Tampa Bay taking on San Francisco.
My sleeper guy that you might
once
not
again
think
about. He's got that great quarterback Jameis Winston.
Yeah, Gary Barnage against Cincinnati. Barnage is tied for sixth in targets to tight ends from week four on.
You're a Cody Kessler.
Well, I'm not a Cody Kessler fan, but you know, the Bengals have allowed the fifth most points to tight ends this season so far. Don't bother, Kyle Rudolph versus Philly.
That's funny.
Rudolph has scored three touchdowns in the last four games, so it might be difficult for you to keep him on the bench. However, he's going up against the Eagles, who have given up just one touchdown and an average of three fantasy points per game to tight ends. What?
I actually have Kyle Rudolph as a must-start.
Do you really?
So one of us is going to be right this week.
Yeah, well, good luck. That probably won't be me. Dwayne Allen against Tennessee. I wouldn't start either tight end for the Colts. The Titans' defense has been tough on opposing tight ends. And he only recording six fantasy points in a game against them this year. Brian, we're wishing you luck. I'm going to go over your team again. You have Matt Ryan, Lamar Miller, Amari Cooper, and Jimmy Graham. Dan has Drew Brees, DeMarco Murray, Mike Evans, and the Gronk. And your winner, I have Philip Rivers, Spencer Ware, Jeremy Maclin, and Hunter Henry. If you win, there'll be a engraved glass and a autographed picture coming your way. You excited?
Very much. Excited. take you guys down.
All right. Well, thanks for playing, and we'll talk to you again. Good luck.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care, bro.
Right, bye-bye.
Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that.
Clark, they don't play the same games here that they do at them regular casinos.
All right, I'm feeling very confident that, you know, we're going to do very well against Brian.
Well, we kind of have to because you kind of put it out there, Dave.
You know, well, luckily you don't have to buy him lunch. It's only me.
Oh, okay. Where do you think you guys are going to?
Well, we usually, on these lunch bets, we usually go to like an Asian buffet or something. So if you're off, if you want to come along.
I might have to, because since you're buying, right?
Well, we're going to win. We're not going to lose.
Okay. All right.
So and speaking of winning, not losing, it's time to beat your man. It's time to put your money where your mouth is, and in our case, fake money, because I don't know if legally we can make real bets.
Right.
So if we could.
Well, we have been. But...
If we could, I would.
Right.
But.
Speaking of fake bets, this just came to mind.
Okay,
so because with us being 2-2 right now,
yes. Who? Listen, how we're bragging. We're 500.
Well, because it's a competition between you and I almost all the time. So technically, right now, between you and I, mm-hmm. we're 1-1.
Because we both lost the first two.
But, I mean...
Well, just between you and me, we're 1-1.
Yeah. So, okay. Right now, obviously, when we lose, it doesn't matter. But I want to know, out of the two of us, which can we keep track
well,
of?
Well, actually, you have a better record than I do.
No, you won it. You helped win it for us.
Yeah, I won it last week. You won it the week before.
Right.
So, last week...
And then we both lost.
Last week, I was 1. You were 2.
Yeah, that's how I won.
Oh, no, you were 3. He was second place.
I thought I had 46 and he had 45.
Oh, okay, so you were 2, I was 1, he was 3. The week before, you were 1, I was 2, she was 3rd.
Okay.
And then the week before, I was 3rd, you were 2nd, and I was 3rd, you were 2nd week 1.
I guess I really want to just base it, sorry listeners on this.
I think we're tied.
I know, but I want to base it on...
Head-to-head?
Head-to-head, when we win, who won it for us?
Oh, okay, all right.
Not just the fact that...
Starting this week, since we're equal now?
Right.
All right. Okay, so we'll have our own little side lunch bet.
I have to because you know me, I'm a gambling fool. So.
All right. Well, speaking of the real games, you want to start NFL or college?
Let's go college.
College first. Okay. My first game, I have four games.
Something like that.
You know, all right.
I have a ton of NFL games.
Okay. I'm going to start Wisconsin versus Iowa. Right now, Wisconsin is a -4 favorite. Badgers are 5-1 against the spread in their last six games. I cannot imagine how they lose the game against Iowa, who has been exposed as pretenders. I will take Wisconsin -4 points.
And I have that game also, and I couldn't agree more with you.
Yes.
Well, that's not good.
My next game, North Carolina State versus Louisville. North Carolina State is a +20 underdog. Much like the Badgers, North Carolina State has won four straight games against the spread with only one against the spread loss. Yes, Louisville will be able to put up points against the Wolfpack. However, North Carolina State should be able to keep this game well within 20-point spread. I will take the 20 points in North Carolina State.
Okay. My second game, I'm going with the Memphis Navy game.
Okay.
And I know it's been 2 weeks since Navy last beat
someone,
Louisville.
Yeah.
And I still say that was
fluke.
A big time fluke.
Okay.
So I'm sticking with Memphis taking or giving the 3,
mm-hmm.
and taking out Navy.
Even though you said Memphis beating Louisville was a fluke.
No, Navy.
Navy didn't beat Louisville. You might want to check into this.
Okay,
I'm wrong.
I thought Navy did beat.
They didn't beat Louisville.
Okay.
I might be wrong.
You're
going to have to look.
Here's a okay. little spot.
So you can change your...
No, I'm not changing
you're
anything.
You're sticking with Memphis.
Memphis. They got a great offense.
All right. My next game, North Carolina versus Virginia. I wouldn't be surprised if the Tar Heels fall a little bit after their big upset win versus Miami last weekend. Could they have a bad game this weekend? Yes, of course. I can't see how even a bad game by North Carolina could lead to a win of 10 points or less. I am going to take North Carolina -8 against Virginia.
Okay, and I'm... Here we go. I'm going to really go out on a limb here. I'm taking Ohio State, giving 20.
Ooh, against Penn State?
Against Penn State at Penn State.
That game scares me.
No, Ohio State's...
The real deal?
Oh, they're it.
All right. My next game, Texas A&M versus Alabama. The Aggies had 2 weeks to prepare for this game. The Aggies will need to keep the Alabama defense and special teams off the scoreboard. And even if they do, it's more than likely it won't be enough to win this game. It should, however, keep the game within the 16 points. Texas A&M is getting 16.5 versus Alabama. And I'm going to take Texas A&M plus the 16.5. Did you find it?
I found it. I just misspoke.
Okay.
Navy beat Houston.
Oh, the other big-time game team.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, that's all right. I don't remember.
And I believe Houston and Memphis will be playing.
That'll be a good game.
Yeah.
All right. But this case, you're still taking Memphis over Navy.
Yeah. Right. And I'm done with college.
All right. I have four games. You have four games. And I'm going to parlay all those four, which moves us on to the NFL. Of course, our first game, we had Green Bay and Chicago. I had Green Bay -8. Dan had Chicago +8. I took the win.
And I would have won if Hoyer would have stayed in the game.
You probably would have.
Chicago had nothing to play for as soon as Barkley came in.
They were like, oh, lost. And they lost Howie Long's son, Jake Long.
Yep.
Lost him, too. My next game, you have a lot of games, right?
Oh, a ton.
All right.
You
want
me to
start? Take the next
okay.
game?
I'm going to take the next two right away.
Okay.
Since they're both on the same. I'm staying on that Minnesota Viking train, and I'm giving the 3 against Philadelphia.
Okay.
And I'm also going to be shocked thinking a defensive team, but I think this is going to be an over of 40.
On the Minnesota game?
On the Minnesota-Philadelphia.
Okay.
I see Minnesota actually carrying most of the points.
Most of those 40?
So
you think Philly's defense is finally going to fold up a little bit?
Well, no, I believe Stephon Diggs is back.
The defense might score some points.
I think Kyle Rudolph's going to score some points. I know you are.
It must. Just don't bother me.
Okay. But like I said, I'm going Minnesota, giving the 3, and I'm taking the over 40.
All right. My next game, I have Cincinnati versus Cleveland. Cincinnati is a 10-point favorite right now. Bengals have won 3 straight battles of Ohio, and in those 3 games, they've outscored the Browns 98-13. I'm going to take the Bengals and give up the 10 points. Do you have that game?
No, I don't, but I actually worry about a backdoor cover on that.
Don't do that. Your next 2 games.
Okay, once again, it's both on the same game.
All right.
I'm going to take the Saints.
All right.
Getting the 6.5.
Okay.
Against Kansas City at Kansas City. I know Kansas City's tough at home. I think 6.5 is too much.
I have that game also. And you think Kansas City is tough at home, and they usually are. But
right.
The Saints are 3-1 at Arrowhead Stadium. So I'm not saying they're going to win this game.
Oh, I'm not either.
But they'll keep it close and certainly cover the spread.
Yeah. Right. And I'm also taking the over on that one.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
50 and a half.
And I hope a lot of them go to Jeremy Macklin.
Good luck with that one. I definitely tip my hat to you.
Yeah.
For
going out on a limb and finding some guys that are obscure.
Yeah, like.
Like anybody can pick Antonio Brown.
Right.
Well, no, you wouldn't play Antonio
Brown.
Now you
would, right. But
anybody can pick Gronk.
That
was low.
That was uncalled for.
My next game, the Redskins versus the Lions. Washington is a +1 underdog.
You like that?
I like that a lot.
Okay.
The Redskins have won 4 straight games, and their defense has given up a grand total of 1 touchdown in the past 10 quarters. Give me Washington and the point. They're going to win this game outright. Well, they're going to have to.
I didn't pick that, but I did pick their over.
You did?
Of 48.5.
That's probably a good pick, too.
Yeah. I mean, Stafford's throwing like you wouldn't believe. So,
more?
I got 2 more.
2 more? Take 1 more. So I have 1 more.
Okay, so I'm going to just take my 2 right away because they're both on the same game.
All right.
Again.
Okay.
I seem to like that this week. So, I'm sticking with my guy, Andrew Luck.
Okay.
They're getting 3 points in Tennessee. I know they have no defense.
Yes.
But
luckily you're playing Tennessee.
But they are playing Tennessee, and I got to believe Andrew Luck is going to
do something sooner or later.
I know fantasy-wise he's doing fine, but yeah, I think sooner or later he's going to start winning some games to show that he's the elite quarterback that I think he is.
And tell me you're taking the over.
Oh, most definitely.
What is it?
48.
48. Wow. That scares me. Those 2 picks scare me. Just letting you know. They scare me.
Well, because you're a Mariota fan.
I'm not a Mariota fan. No. I'm just a believer in their defense.
Mariota
so much
fan.
So that I made a trade offer in the CFFL.
Ooh.
You know, Justin's trying to get rid of the Vikings defense.
Don't I know that?
I gave him Baltimore and a 6th.
You did not.
I did. Offered him Baltimore and a 6th for Minnesota.
You.
So then you and I will talk.
Oh, okay. So you want your 8th round pick?
I want those 2 picks.
Okay.
So we'll see. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I have Tennessee as my other defense.
Now you threw me off here. I got to see this.
My final game. I am going with the Oakland-Jacksonville game. Right now, Oakland is +1 underdog. The Jaguars are struggling and struggling badly. Yes, the Raiders have the worst defense in the NFL right now. However, they are still winning games each week.
Except for last week.
I don't know if the Jaguars are going to be able to move the ball even against the Raiders. They look terrible on offense right now.
I know, but on paper, they look like so much fun to watch, though, don't you?
Well, on paper, I could win a game or 2 in the NFL.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, Blake Bortles was top quarterback last year.
Yes.
I mean, on paper, they
they should be better.
Yeah. And I love their wide receivers. Hearns actually hasn't gotten hurt yet, so.
That's true. And you didn't you have actually one of those guys as a must-start this week?
Allen Robinson, yes. Yeah. I like him.
All right. Well, that's our picks. I am also going to parlay those games. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put an extra $5 parlay down on all my college and pro games.
Oh.
I need to get some cash in my coffers.
There you go.
So we need all those to win. There'll be a lot of money coming my way this weekend.
That's right.
Remember, don't bet any more than you can afford to lose, and it's only gambling if...
you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. Ready to go to the club?
I am.
I may need to change a little bit because this week's girl... one of my all-time favorites.
And if you notice, I got my...
your bell ready?
My cheddar head pint glass with, oh, yeah, filled with Jack and Coke.
Trying to make it look like, we're important people.
We are.
Come sit by us. So, like I said, our fantasy girl this week... oh, wait. We're not even in the club yet. Hang on. Here we go.
I got to hear the music before we get... I get in.
Yes. See, now I know why Johnny Manziel likes to go out so much.
Well, him and Josh.
Yes, the club is fun.
So, I know we're on the Fantasy Girl Week.
Yes.
But now we just brought up Johnny and Josh.
Yes.
And I was listening to the show when you did it by yourself.
Now, are you doing Josh Gordon, or are you talking about Josh, the wife beater?
No, Josh Gordon.
Josh Brown?
Not Josh Brown. Okay. I'm sorry, I don't know. Maybe is he a club guy too? But
I think he's got anger problems.
I just want to tell you
Ray
right
Rice
now.
Problems.
Because you put it out there when you did the show by yourself. I think Josh Gordon will be back in the NFL.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't imagine. He's gonna have to clear over some angered people in the top office before they even let him back into the league.
And I actually think I told you this before. I think he will be with the New England Patriots.
Oh, yeah, you did say that because they're the only ones that can keep guys straight.
Right. So let me see my girl now.
All right, so your girl. And like I said, she is one of my all-time favorites. And the reason we have her this week is because it was her birthday this week.
Oh, okay. Well, so, happy birthday. So you can,
even though she's a model.
Yeah, as you say, you really went off on this one.
Went hard on this one. Birthday girl Candace Swan-Ipel, who
I remember her.
Yeah, my car was named after her when we drove to Vegas last time. My Scion XB was Candace,
and I remember when we were. Oh, this is gonna
she
sound,
was she was a fantasy girl of the year.
I just remember you and I. Well, this is going to sound terrible.
What?
But remember when we were getting ready for.
Oh, we were trying to get the brackets ready.
Yeah, I remember.
And you had to go through all the pictures and pick out the 64.
Yeah, and I remember she was...
We were the bracket
that
maker.
Really sounds really creepy, but...
And she was one you picked.
Yep.
And she won that year.
Yes, she did.
So
I did pretty well.
Now, do you want these pictures?
Oh, gosh, I'm not looking for them.
Or do you want these pictures?
Those pictures.
Okay. Candace Susan Swan-Ipel. She was born October 20th, 1988. She's a South African supermodel, best known for her work with Victoria's Secret.
Okay.
In 2012, she came in 10th on the Forbes top earning models list. $3 million she earned that year. If only I'd look good and I could wear lingerie.
Another side note. Mm-hmm. I heard the other day what Giselle...
yes.
Is making like a year.
And she's retired?
And she's retired, and it's like over our...
She makes more than Tom Brady does.
Yeah. A year. Like 200...
She runs that house.
Jeez. Somebody put that out there, too. Did Tom have to sign a prenup on that?
I wonder.
God, is that sad.
All right. Okay. Candace was born in Mui River, KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa.
Easy for you to say.
And was spotted by a model scout in a Durban flea market. In 2014, she was voted number one on Maxim magazine's Hot 100 list. She is fluent in Afrikaans, English, and Portuguese, the last of which she learned from her boyfriend, Herman Nicolai, a Brazilian male model. She has been dating him since they met in Paris when she was 17.
Wow.
In August 2015, the couple announced their engagement, and in March 2016, it was reported that she was pregnant, and the couple have just had their first child on October 5th.
Why ruin a body like that with a baby?
She gave birth to a son, Anaka.
There's a lot of kids out there that need adoption, you know.
There are. That was just really mean.
I know.
Candace Swan Eipel is 5 foot, 9.5 inches tall. She weighs 120 pounds.
Ooh.
The blonde-haired, blue-eyed vision of gorgeousness that was my car was named after.
Now, which one was?
The Scion.
Oh, the Scion.
Okay. The one that we drove to Vegas with Brian.
And this is the one you're driving now is Gigi, right?
One I'm driving now is Gigi.
Okay.
Named after Gigi Hadid.
Okay.
All right. Anyways.
Just wanted to get
5 foot, 9.5 inches tall. 120 pounds. Blonde hair, blue eyed. Measurements of.
Okay, so you got your hand on the mouse, which I need. Cause
yep. You want a different one?
No, you were up on this.
This one?
Yeah, that one right there. I just want to tell you right now.
That's not her.
Oh, well, that's not
real.
Okay.
This is real.
Okay, so that helps.
Right.
So I'm going 34.
Cup size?
Oh, I thought we were.
Oh, you want to do it this way?
Let's do it the way we did last week.
That may be right, but I only have.
Oh, you only have
the cup size.
Okay, so this is bra.
Bra size.
Okay. God, that's going to throw me off, Dave.
Oh, I know.
Well, I'm going to kind of cheat off of last week, so I'm going to go 32C.
32A. She's small. You at least get one for the 32.
Okay.
Little one. Waist.
23.
23 is correct. And hips. Now, her nickname.
Uh-oh. Is this going to. You might throw me off a little bit.
It's going to help you a little bit.
Okay.
Her nickname is the ass.
36.
34. 32A, 23, 34. Candace Susan Swenipol, your fantasy girl of the week. Check her out on the website.
I'm sorry, MyCFFL.com. I got that one wrong.
On the fantasy girl page, Candace Swenipol. All-time favorite for me.
All-time? I thought Gigi was.
No, Gigi's a favorite.
Okay.
All-time favorite.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Again, that's it for this week. As we are now being kicked out of the club for leering at Candace.
I just say, it's so.
Got bounced.
Yeah, we did. And we should have, too.
Like I said, that's it for this week. Join us again next week when we'll have another contestant.
Losing contestant.
On Beat the Host, we hope.
We hope. Sorry.
We will have another Fantasy Girl of the Week for you, and we're going to go back to your realm of knowledge.
Is this your choice?
Won't be a model.
Is this your choice that you have somebody in mind?
I have somebody in mind.
Okay.
But she's an actress and a singer. Deal?
Deal.
All right. No model next week. We're going to take a break from the models.
Okay.
Way too easy.
Way too easy.
Swing a dead cat and you can hit a model somewhere.
Exactly.
More news and notes. More must starts, don't bothers. Remember, check out the website, mycffl.com. You got questions, comments, concerns? CFL commissioner at Zoho.com or
strap at 1971 at yahoo.com. And don't forget, you guys can see Dave and I at Terror on Rural Street.
Well,
in
you
Hartford.
Can see Dan. I'm not going to be there tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to be there as a guest.
As a guest.
You're taking the wife. She is not excited about this.
So I want to predict, am I going to be able to scare you knowing you know where I'm going to be?
No.
You don't think
so? You won't be able to.
Okay. Are you going to be...
I'm going to be scared out of my ass in the other rooms.
Now, I want to know, are you going to be the leader Or
well, Judy's thing is she hates it when people put their hands in her face and get really close to her, because I was going to make her go first.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
No, that wouldn't be good. So I told her, I said, all right, well, you can be behind me.
Okay.
There's going to be four of us. So,
but are you going to be the leader? Or
I'm probably going to be the leader.
Okay. Oh, God, I can't wait.
So anyways, after that little sidebar.
Yeah, again.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on all your favorite places, iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Republic, Podcast Addict, Google Play, any place you could find your podcast. Get there, subscribe, leave us a note. We love reading
notes. We love reading little notes and texts from people driving up to Green Bay.
Sirens going off. But other than that, have a great week. Good luck on your games this week. And that's it. Be good.
Bye-bye.